How many of you would turn your back on your own needs, dreams, hopes, and desires for someone else? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Wilma Rudolph's mother turned from her own concerns to massage the legs of a daughter whose walking prognosis was poor, yet she went on to win Olympic gold medals. Marian Anderson's mother reportedly took in other people's dirty clothes to pay for her daughter's voice lessons, and Marian's success is a matter of history. Reed Sandridge lost his job recently, a story all too familiar for too many Americans. The 36-year-old man remembered what his mother said. She told him, when you're going through tough times, that is when you need to give back the most. On the third anniversary of her death last December, the Washington, D.C. resident began a year of giving. He gave $10 away a day to a different person and recorded their names and stories and wrote about it on his blog. Our 21st century culture doesn't support that kind of thing. We live in the days of great self-indulgence, self-celebration, me, myself, and I, pamper yourself, promote yourself. But there is a counterculture, according to Max Lucado. It calls us to zig when we should zag. This counterculture, writes Lucado, is reflective of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It tells us that the least are the greatest, the last will be first, and the chosen seats go to the forgotten. He tells us to honor others above ourselves, consider others better than ourselves, turn the other cheek, give away our coats, and walk the second mile. The counterculture has in its constitution and bylaws that it's better to give than to receive. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. And if you want to find yourself, then lose yourself. And if you want to lead, then you ought to serve. Reach for the towel to wash the feet of others before you reach for your title. Sounds like Reed Sandridge and the mothers of Marian and Wilma. They stood at the fork in the road of their personal dilemmas and made a choice. There will always be fork in the road decisions to make. It may have nothing to do with physical therapy, domestic work, or everyday philanthropy from an out-of-work businessman. But all of us will face those fork in the road decisions where we must choose between what we want and what needs to be done, between what needs to be done and what is best, between what you can afford to do and what you cannot afford not to get done, between a common agenda and a political one, blaming the victim or blaming the system that led to poor life patterns. Fork in the road issues may meet you today or tomorrow. Will you choose the easy way or the road less traveled? My prayer is that when you stand at the fork in the road, you won't think that sacrifice is old-fashioned or compassion is whack. My prayer is that God will give you what you need to make the wisest decision. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.